Well, Coach, ugly as it may be, a win is a win. I know there's probably several things you're looking at there going, all right, you know, obviously some teams coming off of a little bit bigger break when they start the second half of the season. You guys are just 3 days off of your own holiday tournament, played right up until then, so not a lot of time off, but you won 3 of 5 of your tournament. I know that the 2 games that you lost, you're sitting there thinking, you know, those are games that we should have won. So come in, got to feel good to get the win, but at the same time, you have a week off now and got to be thinking there's some things that you want to fix.
Absolutely. I'm really proud of our kids. That was a wild game. You know, and it was definitely ugly defensively. We did not take good care of the basketball, but we scored 84 points. So the execution on offense, the press breaker execution was so good. Whenever they picked up and tried to do some different zone presses, we were able to break, not only break it, but we were able to punish it with a layup at the other end. And I thought that was the key to the game, was once the pace started to pick up there to finish the last 4 or 5 minutes, we were able to spread things out, and we got the ball down inside to Brandon. It was a bucket or a foul. So just a great job by the kids of defeating those presses and getting the ball inside.
Of course, got to look at the turnover numbers. Probably not happy with the turnover numbers, but a lot of that was because you guys were really getting up and down. And, I mean, you've had some up-tempo games, but it seems like this has been probably the most up-tempo game that you guys have seen so far. Like you said, both teams are getting up and down the floor. You hit 84 points. You know, you both got to get up and down for that. But it seemed at times they were just trying to go a little bit too fast. And that flow of the game was moving, but they tried to pick it up more and more and more. And so that's where those turnovers came. But you saw a lot of leadership out there. You know, one, I know I looked down at one point and Brent McCarty was, you know, you could tell, see him telling his teammates, hey, slow down a little bit. So when you see that, that's something that's an easy fix. But knowing that they're ready for that, and they're like, hey, we want to go. How does that bode for you guys going forward, knowing you're going to face some teams that are going to want to push that fast?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a game with a lot of possessions, you know, and I mentioned this after our last game against Pena. I mean, Brenton was our backup point guard, you know, for a lot of the season. Our senior point guard gets hurt, and we are just so fortunate to have him to step into that role. He probably played 28 minutes tonight, guarded 2 different kids on their team. You know, and he's certainly used to having the ball in his hands a lot, but not in a varsity basketball game that much. You know, so hats off to him for that. And we do have a lot of skilled bigs. You know, Wade and Andrew and Carter are comfortable on the perimeter with the ball in their hands. You know, and they're all 6'2", 6'3", so they're able to see over the top of stuff. And pass over the top of presses and different things. And we were just really fortunate to get that one against a very good North Clay team. Just really happy for our kids and really happy to see where we go here in the second half of the year.
Of course, one thing, you know, when you're watching that game, you know, and for me being up there broadcasting, you know, one thing I said is, like, you've got Quentin Stombaugh. He finishes in 25. There's times where he's going to be real flashy, but there's these sneaky games like tonight where it's just he's not doing a lot besides being set up ready just to catch and shoot. And then Brandon, it's one of those things where you have those players where you know coming in that they're going to drop that and they're going to take over a game, but you guys are able to spread it so well. So the same, he's kind of the same way. He just very kind of slowly just goes to work, adding in. A lot of the times he does just enough to lose a defender down on the block, and he's able to spin in the lane, put it up, and good. So not a lot of flashiness, just kind of sound fundamental ball from them, and that's what happens. You get 32 and 25 from two players like that.
Yeah, and the most incredible thing about this is that as of 10 a.m. this morning, Quentin wasn't going to play tonight. He rolled his ankle in practice yesterday. The trainer said, I don't think he'll be able to play. I don't know how effective he'll be. We talked about it. We wanted to tape him up, and he wanted to go through warm-ups to see how he felt. And he said he felt okay and wanted to give it a go. I thought he might last 3 or 4 possessions, and sure enough, I'm looking at the board, and he shot 4 for 5 from 3 and scored 25 points. Absolutely incredible. I did not think he would play 5 minutes tonight. And then Wade is just such a great offensive threat no matter where he's at on the floor. We had some matchups that we liked with him down on the block. We were able to move him around. They had a really hard time guarding him one-on-one in the post. He shot a bunch of free throws, got a bunch of good looks right around the basket, and scored a career high 32 points. It was just a fantastic night for him.
Here's another guy. You see the sophomore Bauer stepping up now. He comes in starting lineup. Obviously got some varsity minutes last year, but really now you're just playing in varsity, and he stepped up in the starting lineup. And just a couple of the times, just maturity out of him where it was enough for him to recognize he got the pass down low, saw the defenders flying by, just a little bit of hesitation, enough to tuck it in the gut, let the defender fly by and go up. So seeing the growth out of him, how's that going to help you down the stretch?
Just, he's such a threat, such a presence, you know, against the back of the press break. If you break the press, he's going to get a look at the rim, or as you saw tonight, a dunk. And I believe that's his fifth or sixth dunk in the last, since we started the holiday tournament. And then on defense, he had kind of a tough matchup tonight, guarding a big that could shoot out on the perimeter. You know, so really tough game for him from that standpoint, because usually, you know, he's always around the rim. And when somebody gets beat off the dribble, he becomes, a tough guy to finish on. He had 7 defensive rebounds, 3 offensive rebounds, 11 points. That's a great game for him. Just loving to see the growth out of him from November to now, and really excited about it.
Of course, now you get a week off. Again, you only had the few days off between your fifth place game, you know, to tonight, where some other teams, you know, might have had, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks off. You guys have a few days off. You come in, now you get the week off, and you can kind of settle down, work on some things. A couple of tough games, though. Go back into conference play. You're at Carlinville, going on the road for the first time about 3.5 weeks now.
Yeah.
But then you get to come home. Always a tough game against Salem, so back-to-back nights there. But you know, how key is that, having those days off, to be able to kind of tweak some things, give the guys some rest, but then also get back in the gym just for some practice before those?
The rest is huge. We're actually going to the Indiana Pacers game tomorrow, so we're really excited about that. I'm excited to give the kids a couple of days off, and we might get more than that if the snow comes in. Give our kids a chance to rest, and we're banged up a little bit, and heal. And next Friday night, try to go on the road and get a really much improved Carlinville team. They're playing really well right now. Just really happy for our kids. We were 4-8. We were 4-8 a week ago. You know, now as we sit here at 8-9, I mean, it sounds a lot better. North Clay was 9-3, playing really good basketball. For us to get this, it was just a huge win for us. We really needed it, and we like the direction that we're headed.